When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Carly's reaching out. My boyfriend and I live together, plan on getting married, but we continue to have the same fights over and over again. He complains that I'm too direct. He tells me I attack him with issues and that I need to be kinder. I just think he's being too sensitive. Everything I say makes him clam up and retreat. And I've told him that my mother used to tiptoe around the house and was always afraid of my dad and that she would never speak her mind for fear of his reaction. I hated it. It led to the end of their marriage. So I vowed to have a better marriage than them and always speak my mind and never tiptoe around anyone. I believe in honesty and telling it like it is.
Okay.
On the other hand, he, like most men, he's afraid to talk about his feelings and avoids everything. So how do I get him to be truthful and honest, as I don't want to lose him, but I can't just avoid everything? Is it too much for me to ask to get a guy who communicates well?
Well, no, you're not going to get one.
Well, listen, that's not true. I married a good communicator.
That's good.
But I think you do have to take what the feedback he's giving you to heart a little bit. If you're being a little harsh, can you find a gentler way to get your point across that maybe doesn't put him on such, you know, the defensive?
Yeah. I like the line, he tells me I attack him with issues and I need to be kinder. I think he's just being too sensitive.
Exactly. That's telling right there. Like, we need to look in the mirror a little bit
That's funny.
Ingest those words a little more and just like, okay, maybe I can get my point across in a more kind and gentler way.
You know,
and
look,
then it might be better received.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are probably going to say, hey, couples therapy before you get married, which is a thing that, you know, if you get married in the church, a lot of churches make you do anyways.
Yeah, we did that.
Kind of go through that. If you don't get married in the church, then maybe just find a good couples therapy sesh. If that's not in the budget, then this is what we do. Group therapy. All right.
Yeah. No, the thing is, too, you need to not only figure out your communication issues, how better to solve problems, but that's when you can also talk about the big things like your view on money and kids and your future. Like, talk about the big things that a lot of people, I think, shy away from talking about before you get married. You just think you're just going to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say,
you got to make sure you're on the same page about all that stuff.
Yeah. You got to at least know where the other person's going on all the major issues. So, tell us your experience with this, all right? 502-795-1997, because I think your experience could probably help Carly out. That's what we do with group therapy, and we'll get to those next. All right, group therapy. Carly frustrated that she and her boyfriend, who they're wanting a future together, they're wanting to eventually get married. Like, she's wanting honesty and wanting to be direct. He is not as receptive as she would hope. And is like, hey, can I just get a guy who communicates right?
Yeah, he clams up, but I think it's because of the way that she approaches whatever the conversation's about.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tish had sent us a message that says, look, one of my biggest pet peeves is I'm just honest as an excuse to be callous. You can be honest without being cruel. He's shutting down because you aren't a safe space for him. So,
Yes. Yeah, that's a thing that Rebecca is talking about on Facebook, too. It's a two-way street. As someone who is more like you than not, I have absolutely lost people because I'm blunt and direct and say it like it is. Yeah. But I've also had to learn that having a sharp tongue is not an excuse to be mean, as I was at times. You can say something honestly without the other party left feeling disrespected. That's all I'm saying. Maybe he is too sensitive and needs to work on communicating his emotions in a healthy way as well. But find a compromise or move on, because this will not change unless you both decide it needs to.
There you go. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time, dispenses advice.
I am super proud of both of you. I just am. You both are right.
Getting that validation from you, Andrew, means a little bit more.
It makes my day.
Well, I will tell you what. First off, Kelly's right. She needs to be a little more kinder with the delivery. If he's saying that, she needs to listen to him, number one. Number two, she's learned that from her past, right? Her mom tiptoed around her dad. She's not going to do it again, right?
Right, right.
But when she says that he clams up, when she talks to him directly, He's learned that from his past, too, as well. Ben is right as well. Couples therapy for both of them to understand why he's like that and what's caused him to be that way and why she's a little bit more direct. Couples therapy is the way to go before you get married, okay?
Yes.
And Kelly's right on this last cause. Not all men clam up. Most of us, and some of us, are very great communicators, by the way, Ben. Just saying.
You have to. He's telling her point blank, like, listen, you're too mean. You know, like, it's just you soften the message a little bit, and then I'll be more receptive to hearing it, and then they can have actual conversations about what is, you know, the root cause of the conversation.
Right.
He needs to know that it's a safe space. It's not like he's not going to get necessarily ridiculed for communicating.
Yeah. Your home is someplace you should be able to come home to and take off your armor, not put it on.
That's right.
Yes. And I think if she chooses words more like, you know, less of when you do this and that kind of thing, it's I feel you put it on yourself. I think it's the choice of words, too, that can.
Because she's blaming. She's pointing fingers when she does that. And nobody likes to be attacked.
Right. Absolutely. Exactly.
Andrew, the Love Doctor. Thank you as always, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. So I guess, hey, look, again, it's communication. That's what we're saying.
Well, yeah, but she needs to realize, though, that the way she's communicating needs addressing.
Yeah.
Like, she can't just say, well, he's being too sensitive. Tell him not to be so sensitive.
Yeah.
So she needs to look in the mirror and just say, okay, I need to either figure out how to choose my words better or have a softer tone. You both need to, you know, make some more changes on how you approach a conversation together.
Yeah, but congrats. Sounds like you want to both be in it for the long haul, so that's good.
Yes, and if you need guidance, like further guidance, get some professional counseling so that you can learn some skills on how to be better communicators.
There you go. Carly, good luck. Keep us posted. Thank you.